just a small thought on teshuvah and on its importance. So the Chazal teach that not only does Hashem accept our repentance when we turn to Him, but He also guides us on the path of teshuvah. Hashem teaches us how to come close to Him, how to come close to His Torah. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of his Sefer, that in addition to preparing the path of teshuvah, Hashem guides sinners on this path. He writes, "V'limdam v'hiziram lashuv elav ki yichta'u lo." Furthermore, Hashem in His Torah thought and He urged the humans to return to Him in teshuvah when they have sinned against Him. Lerov tovo v'yushro. And He did this out of His abundant goodness and uprightness. Ki hu yada Yitzram, says Rabbeinu Yonah, because He knows their inclination to sin, and He recognizes that they need help to repent. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that Hashem guides Klal Yisrael on the path of teshuvah, and He teaches them how to attain His forgiveness. It would be a favor even for Hashem to agree to accept a person's teshuvah. It is a much greater favor that Hashem wants the sinner to come close to Him again, and He even encourages Klal Yisrael to repent, and He guides them on the way. We mention this idea daily in the Shmona Esrei prayer. There we describe Hashem as HaRotzeh B'Teshuvah, the one who desires Teshuvah. This hints to the idea that not only does Hashem accept our repentance, but He actually wants us to come close to Him, and He encourages us to return to Him. It is noteworthy that the four Hebrew letters which comprise the Hebrew word Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, serve as an acronym for several verses in Scripture that encourage our repentance. Mention three, which allude to the special threefold responsibility that is accompanied upon us in the month of Elul. One verse goes, Umal Hashem Elokecha et levavcha ve et levav zarecha. Hashem, your God, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. The first letters of the Hebrew words, et levavcha ve et levav, spell the word Elul. Another verse, Ani ledodi ve dodili, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. The first letters of the Hebrew words of that verse spell Elul. And then a third verse, Ish lere'ehu umatanot le'evyonim, sending delicacies to one another and gifts to the poor. The first letters of the Hebrew words of that verse spell the word Elul. And this alludes to the three things which we must strengthen in the month of Elul: Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, repentance, prayer, and charity. Harav Moshe Shapiro Zal pointed out that in no other Jewish holiday do we find so many acronyms and reminders of the nature of the day. Why is Elul different in that Dorshei Reshimot, who expound the scriptural verses, find many remazim to bring out and to teach us the nature of the day? Harav Shapiro explained this phenomenon through a Mishnah in Makot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hei, which speaks of a horeg bishkaga, an inadvertence killer's exile to the cities of refuge, to the Arei Miklat. The law is that until a killer reaches a city of refuge, he's in danger of being killed by the victim's relative, the Goel Hadam, who is permitted to avenge the death of his relative. The Mishnah there teaches some laws that were instituted to help protect the killer. The Mishnah reads, "Umechuvanot lahem derachim mizu lezu." Roads were made leading directly to each Ir Miklat from every city, so that a Shogeg killer could reach an Ir Miklat as quickly as possible and thus be saved from the Goel Hadam. The Mishnah learns this from the Pasuk, which says, Tachin lecha haderech veshilashta. You shall prepare the road for yourself and divide the land. And this teaches that we must prepare the road to the Ir Miklat so that the killer could reach one of these cities quickly. Have Shapiro wanted to use this Mishnah to explain the plenitude of acronyms regarding Elul. Harav Shapiro says that these signs, these acronyms, reminding and enabling us to reach closeness to Hashem without delay. Hashem put up signs and reminders leading us to Teshuvah. As we started off, not only does Hashem accept a person's Teshuvah, but He actually wants us to come close to Him again, and He even encourages us to repent, and He even guides us on that way. He guides us, says Arash Shapiro, like those signs which lead the inadvertent killer to the city of refuge to save him. Hashem leads us to teshuvah, la'alot mitoch pachat ma'aseihem, to rise up from within the pit of which we have fallen because of our deeds.